בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. The Gemara tells us that just like the initial redemption from Egypt took place in the month of Nisan, so too the redemption of the future, the coming of Mashiach, will also take place during the month of Nisan. Out of all the tremendous miracles that took place through our exodus from Egypt, in a sense, the climax was the splitting of the sea when we were surrounded by the Egyptians from behind and the sea in front of us. And Hashem miraculously split the sea and allowed us to pass through it. We know that the splitting of the sea took place on the seventh day of Pesach. So in a sense, the seventh day of Pesach is the climax of the redemption from the Egyptian slavery. The Gemara tells us that one day when we are to pass on to the next world, one of the very first things that happens in the heavenly Beis Din is they ask us the question, did you hope for Mashiach? This is such an important question that it's right at the top of the list of questions that we are asked. We can obviously understand the importance that Hashem places on our wanting and hoping for the arrival of Mashiach. Now one may say, look, my life is actually okay. I don't necessarily need Mashiach. Whether one feels that way or not, we have a mitzvah to want, pray, and hope for the coming of Mashiach. And we can see that this is extremely important in Hashem's eyes, to the point that this is one of the very first questions that we are asked when we arrive in Shamayim. It is famously told about the Chofetz Chaim that he would constantly have a bag ready and packed under his bed for the arrival of Mashiach, because he so eagerly awaited Mashiach's arrival that it was something real, to the point that he had to be ready to go with his things packed in his bag, because the Chofetz Chaim was eagerly awaiting the arrival of Mashiach at any given moment. Now, although we can understand in our heads that hoping and wanting and praying for Mashiach to come is something extremely important, many of us may not feel that eagerness for the coming of Mashiach. And that doesn't make us bad in any way, God forbid. In a sense, it's very hard to relate to what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes. Although we are taught in Torah sources many things about the coming of Mashiach, and many Torah commentaries do offer insight into the Messianic era, nevertheless, ultimately, we don't know exactly how it's going to be, because it's meant to be something hidden. And that being the case, it makes it more difficult for us to relate to as something so real, because it's hidden from us. But nevertheless, as always, even if a mitzvah is difficult, or for that matter, if anything is difficult in our lives, there is always one solution that is the solution to all problems. We can talk to Hashem. We can say, Hashem, you have commanded me to want Mashiach, whether I can relate to it or whether I don't relate to it. Master of the universe, please help me to really want and hope for and pray for the coming of Mashiach. Be'ezrat Hashem, on this holy seventh day of Pesach, which is ultimately the climax of our redemption from Egypt, when we came to the splitting of the sea, may we all merit the ultimate redemption, the coming of Mashiach, speedily in our days.